Welcome, everybody, to Ballin' Idols, Lawrence.com's podcast dedicated solely to Kaw Valley kickball. Oh my god, guys. 2010 season's about to kick off. Woo, tingles. And joining us again this year, oh, by the way, I'm Gavin, but that is not germane or relevant right now. What is relevant, in the podcast studio right now, we have Aaron Airbear Adams. Say hello, Aaron.
Yay, I'm back.
And also, the public was clamoring for him. Jason Cougar Huang. Say hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Thank you. Well, first of all, let's just sort of catch up. What have you guys been up to? I know for regular listeners of the podcast, they think that you just go into cryo tubes when the kickball season is over and we thaw you out for the podcast.
It's kind of like cocoons. Steve Guttenberg is checking in on me.
And I can be the Wilford Brimley in this occasion.
Awesome. Yeah.
In this,
the one on mine, the warranty ran out, so I this first.
I think you're going to be the Jessica Tandy in this particular analogy,
Jessica
Cougar.
Tandy, wow.
You'd be the Tandy of the group.
Oh my.
Oscar winner Jessica Tandy. Don't get too upset.
Yeah, okay. I'll
He'll play along.
But, okay. But anyway, Aaron, what's been keeping you busy in between kickball seasons?
Dart League.
Dart League, yes, yes. For those who are not only avid listeners of the Ball and Idols podcast, but regular readers of Lawrence.com, Aaron was featured in an article about the Dart League here in town. Good to see you've been active.
Yeah, yeah. We're off for the summer, but we're thinking about doing co-ed, like, doubles tournaments and stuff like that, and we do cash tournaments and charity tournaments all year round, so that's been keeping me busy.
And do you guys have a website yet?
Not yet,
but
we do
have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And what is Facebook /
Lawrence Dart Association?
Yeah, do a search.
It's too long.
Yeah. Jason!
Yes, sir.
What have you been up to?
Really not a whole lot. Just living in Overland Park and working at the hotel by the airport.
And I want to paint this mental picture for people who are listening right now.
Oh, dear.
Jason showed up for the podcast still wearing his uniform from the hotel with name tag.
It's not really a uniform, though. It's pretty sharp.
It's not a uniform. Jason brings formal.
Yeah.
He's bringing sexy back wherever he goes.
By the way, for the record, the name tag, it does not say Cougar.
It should, though.
It should. Yeah. I'm sure that hotel guests would come there and say, thank you, Cougar. I'm sure they would keep a straight face by saying.
Although most people are so racist, they would assume that that is a genuine Asian name.
It's true. It could be.
they would not want to offend you. It's like, is that your real name? And if they did ever ask you that, you could play the race card. You could totally play the race card.
Absolutely.
How dare you? Is that a real name?
That's a real name.
It's passed down from generations.
That's my grandfather's name.
Go to your hotel room and think what you just said. Come back when you apologize.
Well, now that we're all caught up, we've got the personal business taken care of. Let's get down to the real business.
Yep.
The Kaw Valley Kickball /KVKL business.
Yep.
First game this upcoming Sunday. What date is that?
Would that be the 23rd?
I think that's the 23rd.
It is the 23rd.
Okay, so Sunday the 23rd.
Yep.
This is not live, so we're having to actually project into the future.
Yeah.
So, Sunday the 23rd, there's been a groundswell of anticipation.
Summer number nine, the ninth summer of Kaw Valley Kickball.
You guys have been around for almost a decade.
They've been around for almost a decade, yeah. It's hard to believe.
Longevity.
Yeah.
This thing's got legs.
Fun. And, on Twitter the other day, the kickball was a trending topic on Sunday, this past Sunday, because there was a Boondocks episode about kickball.
They still show the Boondocks?
They do. And it was
make new episodes of the Boondocks?
Yeah, it was a new episode of the Boondocks about kickball. So trending topics on Twitter was kickball and Boondocks. It was like number five. It was great. It was so good.
Well, kickball is, a national pastime. Yeah. I would wager America's actual national pastime. Because I just say that because I live near the Royals. And that's not so much a pastime as it is
depressing.
A summer-long wake.
it's a funeral.
Wait for the Chiefs to start sucking is all you gotta do.
Then I can just deflect my outrage and direct it elsewhere. But let's discuss this upcoming season. Aaron, what's new? What sort of points of order
do we
need to take care of to prep for the 2010 season?
We've got new teams this year.
Yeah.
And some of them are very exciting, and some of them are completely unknown, which is always exciting. But because we have three new teams, we have lost three teams, which is sad.
Yeah, well, let's start with the new teams. Okay. Who are the new teams?
The new teams are Todd Tractor, which I know nothing about.
How do you, with Todd Tractor?
I got nothing.
How do you spell that?
T-O-D-D.
Tractor.
And then Tractor. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think they were the team that begged the hardest to be let into the league.
Mm. Yeah, and for people who aren't familiar, it is a very exclusive league.
It really is.
It is a limited amount of space. Yeah. People clamor to get in.
30 teams is the limit, even though 32 would be, you know, an easier dividable thing for tournaments, but I'm not getting into that. Mm-hmm. The other new teams are Los Luchadores, which will be captained by Paul Santos.
Probably, Paul Santos, because from what you were saying before we started recording, they were originally going to call themselves the Felt Show.
Yes.
The Felt Show, of course, being the puppet troupe here in town, founded and directed by Paul Santos.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah. But for some reason, the Felt Show was deemed off-color or risqué somehow.
We're still trying to figure that out. But I don't know if that's... I don't know 100% of the story.
The only thing I can think of is that somebody misinterpreted felt to mean grope. Which, for all I know, that's Santos's original double entendre meaning.
If you say it too fast, it can be a lot of other dirty things.
It could be the Felch Show. It could be the Phelps Show.
Yeah, it could be terrible things.
For my money, Phelps is actually more offensive a term to me than Felch.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, Fred Phelps is more nauseating to me than the act of slurping bodily fluids out of orifices.
And then
spitting them into other orifices.
Yeah, just enough. Enough.
Urban so Dictionary gross. It.
So gross.
I'm confused.
But that team is the Los Luchadores, and they are predicted to be pretty decent. A lot of people who've played kickball in the past are on this team, and there's a good chance they'll be kicking butt, but we don't know yet.
Mm.
So the other new team is a team called Asteroid Head, who I also don't know who's on the team.
Asteroid Head is the art collective / gallery in town. We can only assume that it's comprised of members of that collective.
By the way, not to be confused with Astro Kitty, who still are fielding a team.
Astro Kitty's still there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that when they play each other, you know, the Astro team will win.
Space Pussy holding strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, comic books and stuff like that. Yeah, so those are the new teams.
And unfortunately, it's kind of like a very crowded nightclub. Cobb Valley Kickball is one in, one out. So who are the three teams that are no longer with us?
The teams that are gone are Open Sky.
In memoriam, you guys.
Yes, Open Sky is gone. Pretty sure they just didn't have enough players to field a team. Sun Creations, one of the top teams in the league, didn't field a team this year, not enough people. But from what I can tell, a lot of the people from Open Sky and Sun Creations are still interested in playing. Some of them are definitely still playing. So you'll see them popping up around.
I can tell you why Open Sky is not fielding a team, because I think they didn't have any females left because they graduated from nursing school. So they basically moved out of the vicinity of the Cobb Valley arms.
Hmm. Did their team turn into... I'm blanking. Children of Men. Did their team turn into that dystopic sci-fi film starring Clive Owen? Did all of the women become barren and therefore they can no longer reproduce?
No more children. Yeah, and all the children live on a boat.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
The other missing team from the league this year is Solidarity, and you know what you did.
Actually, I don't know what they did. What did they do?
The tournament at the end of the season is a double elimination tournament, and I believe they won their first game, knocking someone out, and then they didn't show up for their next game, which, you know, then the people they knocked out automatically move into the winner's bracket, and it's a big hubbub.
Wait, they won their first game, Solidarity?
I think so. I don't think they did.
Didn't they win by default? The my understanding is, like, they did not – they lost, and then they're supposed to have refs there to show up for the loser's bracket, or as Crescent Darby would call it, the not-so – awesome bracket.
Less awesome bracket.
Thank you. And they did not show up to be designated refs because that was an understanding brought there by the previous commissioner, Darren Belt, that you're supposed to provide refs if you're lost in the first round to be there for the loser's bracket to ref games.
So basically, their attendance kicked them out of the league. This is the best way to say it. Mm-hmm. Their solidarity anarchist got the best of them. And they quit showing up for the organized sport they signed up to play.
So, and if you're not familiar with Solidarity, they are the anarchist library here in town. Another collective of sorts. In the more Lenin Engels definition of the term. Surprise, surprise. A bit unorganized.
Yeah, the anarchy finally kicked in. Yeah. We always joked about, you can't have a lineup if you're anarchists. You can't have a team if you're anarchists. What are you doing here?
And I keep using this term regular listeners. I'd be shocked if there was such a thing of this podcast. But for regular listeners and those with long memories, I beefed frequently with Solidarity for no particular reason. I just picked them at random. And I like to think that my constant bludgeoning... via this podcast,
it rendered them
drove
useless.
Them from the league.
You finally made them cry.
Yes.
Good. But now you have to find a new team to pick on.
Yeah, Matt Greek's still around, right?
Matt Greek's still there.
I need to take a look, actually.
We did shuffle around the teams. All the rest of the teams that are still in the league might not be in the same division that they were in last year.
I'm just going to say, since they're the X factor here, the unknown, Todd Tractor.
Is that your beef?
I don't like the way you look.
You don't even know what they look like.
I know.
No.
It's a random beef.
I still think Matt Greig's your number one target, just like last year.
Oh, I'll come back to them.
No, they're your.
I think that's his backup beef.
Wait, what's Murder? What's Murder Tang?
That would be the old. That's Wu Tang. The Wu Tang's team. They're the ones that won the less awesome bracket championship.
Okay.
They change their name every year also. Just like the Misfortunes change their name every year. They're the Mustaches 1 year.
Oh, who are they this year?
They're Misfortunes this
year.
They're not the Pirates.
And of course, they've been the Pirates.
At first, they were Creation Station long time ago. Mm-hmm. So.
But they're always really fun to watch, so I don't care what you call them. I'll go and watch them play.
Either way, Todd Tractor, you have stinky, itchy hemorrhoids.
Oh, no.
I hope they pop next time you're on your tractor.
You're so mean.
I hope you need stitches to mend the fissure.
Oh, dear.
In your seeping hemorrhoids.
That's just terrible.
Hey, I hear there are going to be new parks this year. New playing fields.
Hopefully, yes. The first week of play, we're playing at Holcomb, left and right. And for those of you who don't know, Holcomb is a...
where is that?
Oh, Cougars lost already.
What? I've been gone from Lawrence for the past 2 years, so I'm sorry if I, you know, out in the loop.
It's in the 27th and Iowa area.
27th and Iowa?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not actually on Iowa, it's... there's a guy knocking on the door.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Somebody was tapping on the door.
If you want to know, it's Andrew Baker, Channel 6 board. So, my friend, check him out.
And by the way, Channel 6 has a team.
Yes, they do.
Full disclosure, Channel 6 owns me as well.
And that's why they are gods, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes.
I just noticed
Ungilded Wings.
Todd Tractor and Mad Greek and Channel 6 are all in the same pool. How is your beef going to work if you're beefing with just one pool?
I will be rooting for Channel 6 to beat both of those teams. So I can juggle. I can have a two-pronged beef.
Double assault.
Two-pronged beef.
Fair enough. But we were talking about
That's so wrong.
Ever heard of a bifurcated penis cougar?
I'm Asian. I don't know any of that stuff.
AKA a two-pronged beef.
Oh, boy.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, wow.
Ballin' face, Idols 2010.
His face turns all kinds of red.
Yeah. And I'm not drunk, too. only on two sips of beer, too, ladies and gentlemen. Beer.
It's true. And he dances when he has four sips.
Oh, no, I do not.
So this year for kickball, if you're playing and you want to know where to play,
yeah,
we will be playing at Lions, East and West, Hobbs Park, Edgewood. Maybe Water Tower, definitely South Park, but it'll be rotating with the grass parks. We're not going to play at South Park every week, but we are playing at South Park again, and it's controversial.
How is it controversial?
Because we didn't play on it at all last year, because we were told that we were making the grass bad,
right?
Or the dirt lumpy or something. And
I mean, that's get chewed up.
But we're not the only people who play there. If you drive by South Park, you'll see like little league football teams out there cutting the grass and playing touch football.
Really, peewee football teams have to go to South Park to play games? Isn't there better places in Lawrence than South Park?
You would think that, but there's not. That's where they play. And there's
But you guys, as a league, have developed a reputation, at least with the city and the Parks and Rec people, as sort of being the meth lab of the extracurricular sports, in that when you move in, the lawn dies.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it does, because we've been trying really hard to change that. For the first couple years, maybe we would play too frequently at certain parks and wear down the grass, but ever since we realized what we were doing, we've tried to change our ways.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make it a better place.
Mm-hmm. If Aaron says so, it must be true.
It's fact.
Right.
Fact, girl.
But how many new fields are we dealing with now?
Potentially like 10.
Oh, dear. Everybody just needs to go to
10 new fields?
Was it kvkl.org? Is that the website?
Cav Valley Kickball.
It's Cav Valley Kickball. Yeah. Yeah.
Google it.
Yeah, Google it.
Bing
so
it.
Wait, what's this, the YSI?
What's this YSI thing? YSI is a soccer... It's not YSI anymore, actually. It's got a new name, and I can't think of it. But it's out on the edge of town, the far southwest edge of town. And what is a bunch of baseball fields, a bunch of soccer fields, some rugby fields, and they're all right there. There's like 12 fields all in one.
Oh, okay.
There's also the city softball fields are out there,
mm-hmm.
but we're not playing on those.
No.
And what this new field is a place where we could have all the games in one location at one time.
Oh.
So nobody would have to drive around or do anything. If there's ever a day where we can't use Lions and we can't use the fairgrounds, we can't use Hobbs.
Right.
We can potentially have all the games at this one location, all the way on the other side of town, so that everybody can watch everybody play.
Wow, this is like a mega like little league soft like baseball league
yeah.
tournament.
Now
they're
now,
all in like these like 10 fields. They all get to play at the same time.
Yeah.
This is turning into sort of a suburban sports utopia.
Yeah.
And it would cut down on the driving between
Absolutely.
Different games.
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't use
which is
this.
An issue after people have been drinking all day.
Yeah, that's the only thing that we're worried about. Is it is on the opposite, basically the exact opposite side of town that we started on. So we don't want to use it every day for every game, all the time. But it's definitely a backup. It'll be a new place. So it's kind of on the burners. We're looking at it, but we're not 100% on it. Holcomb Fields, on the other hand, we're definitely using. We're using them the very first week. And they are nice little grass fields, and they also have softball fields, which is, I think, what we're going to be using first. And they're in the 27th and Iowa area. Go look at them. They're awesome. Go check it out.
But we're still going to be having, on Sunday nights, the game under the lights.
Oh, yes.
At Hobbs.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The first game of the week is a rivalry game.
Ah.
It is the Red Lion versus the Jazz House.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
that's a good first game.
The 9th Street Bar Brawl.
Well, this is a good segue into predictions for Sunday.
What? And I assume that the Hobbs Park, it's the same format, 5:30, 7 o'clock, and the game of the week, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It'd be too difficult to change that also.
No, yeah.
Since it's a bit early in the season, meaning the season hasn't even started yet. At least with the marquee game, the game of the week, who do you see coming out on top?
As far as the marquee game of the week?
Yes.
Let's see here. It says Jazz House and Red Lion. I'll still go with Jazz House because for the simple fact that Red Lion, yeah, they have brought all these new players coming in. They're much better than they were last year because, you know, the first five games, Red Lion did have a tough stretch where they went 2-3, and then they lost the next five because they were the number two bracket and had, you know, lost all the games. But they did beat Mad Creek. However, with the new players coming in, I think the continuity of Jazz House, I think that'll prevail while Red Lion is trying to get their feet wet as they are a new team within themselves. So I'm going to go Jazz House.
I'm predicting a very close game. I can't honestly pick who I think can win because I don't think either team's really had a lot of practice on the off season. I'm pretty sure that Jazz House is returning as many of their old players as they can, and they have a lot of new players who've never played before. Red Lion's team is all players who have all played before. They're getting their, like, captain back. Chris Neverby is playing again. He was hurt all season.
That's right. He had that
season.
Torn ACL, which he's back. Good to see him back. So
he's back. Yes. They've picked up some of the people who have jumped ship from other teams. Sun Creations, one of their top players in the outfield, Jared, runs really fast, kicks the ball really hard.
The fundamentals of
kickball. Basically. Yeah. The commissioner of the kickball league will be playing for the Red Lion this year, so they're cheating. Yeah.
Already.
Yes.
And it starts.
If I weren't already so pissed off at Todd Tractor.
Oh.
I'd share some of my rage.
The Red Lion's got a big advantage there. They're returning all these people. They're only losing like two people, and from what I've heard, they really could care less about the people they've lost. However, the girl who plays second base for the Red Lion and her husband, who plays basically rover, he plays wherever they need him to play, they're moving in the middle of the season. Maybe before the middle of the season. So they're going to lose, in my opinion, the top girl in the league is moving away to like another state.
You say she's the top female in the league?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know, I don't know if I even watched Red Lion at all this past season. Maybe I haven't. My memory's not the best.
So. You didn't catch the rebroadcasts on ESPN3?
The Ocho.
No, yeah, the Ocho, yeah. No, I did not. So.
Well, it's going to be a close game no matter what. I agree. There's a couple other games that I'm thinking might be really, like, close games that I want to watch. I want to see Astro Kitty play the Replay Lounge. I think that game will be hilarious.
It's true. There's actually a lot of overlap between, at least as a casual observer, there's a lot of overlap between those rosters in that you have actually some Replay employees who play for Astro Kitty and maybe vice versa, but that seems like house divided sort of stuff.
It could be really fun to watch. Yeah. The Range Life versus Blue Collar game looks like it could be really fun. That one will be at Holcomb. That'll be at the new field. Mm. So, if you are getting some time off, if you play at 5:30 and you want to go watch a different game at Holcomb, you can go check out the field and check out a fun game.
Mm. Yeah. I think Range Life will prevail over Blue Collar. I think Blue Collar, you know, they lost Nick, their captain, and they've still got, I've heard a lot of new players are coming in. Range Life, you know, being, I think a very solid squad, I mean, number two bracket, or at least probably one of the best number two bracket teams out there. So the field will be great. As far as the game itself, I think, you know, Range Life will handle them.
Range Life is a three.
Are they a three?
Yeah, Screamers is the two in that.
Wow, that's
division.
A tough division, playing Range Life is a three.
I think all the divisions are pretty tough this year. We were having trouble deciding who would be where, but I think it's because every team is a lot stronger than they used to be. We're all actually getting good at this little child's game.
Well, not all about all of them got, you know, even good. Some just either stay the same or regressed. So,
well, some people take it seriously and get really good at it. Some people have fun and get really good at it.
No, I was just referring to because they lost players and all. That's why I said that. Maybe even when they regressed.
I gotcha.
Then when they lost players. Because like, there's so much turnover, and that like when players move to different teams, there's always the factors. One team gets better, one team gets worse. That's how it is.
Actually, this actually brings up an interesting philosophical question, especially for those who aren't familiar with the league and perhaps first-time listeners. What is it about kickball that keeps bringing people back? Grown men and women who should have outgrown this 20 years ago, returning to this childhood pursuit.
Well,
what is it in particular about the Cobb Valley Kickball League?
I don't know about the league itself. A part of it is because the camaraderie, like when the people come together during the summertime, something to break away from the monotony of everyday life, especially on Sundays, and you like to go do something fun. And you see people you haven't seen in a while, so it's good to be around them. I don't know if it's a league per se, but I think it's just a concept of kickball itself, because kickball is a game we always played, you know, on recesses, on either grass playgrounds or the blacktop, you know, playgrounds as well. And, you know, that was great. And then, of course, when you get into middle school, recesses are gone. And, of course, you may play at gym. And also, freshman year in high school, you play maybe once in a while. So it's, for many people, it's been like over 10 years, about almost like 5 to 10 years since you played it. So it basically, you know, brings you back to your childhood. It's, you know, brings the kid at heart alive.
I was a pretty girly girl when I was in grade school. I did not play any sports at all, ever. And so this is my first like actual sport that doesn't involve standing, like bowling and darts and
pool, yeah,
billiards. Those aren't like motion sports. So this is the first like athletic sport I've ever had.
Yeah.
So for Cougar, if I'm understanding you correctly, it's to recapture your childhood. For Aaron,
new experience.
It is a chance to experience childhood.
Yeah. I know. I'm like Michael Jackson. It's terrible.
See, speaking of the hyperbaric chambers dead, that we keep you stored in.
Yes. I'm not dead. You're ignorant. Y'all remember South Park. So.
Yeah. Well, what do you guys predict for the season? And not necessarily specific wins, losses, but what do you see? What are you expecting for this season? Aaron, we'll start with you.
Oh dear, I think
put down the Red Bull.
No, I love the Red Bull. I think the top six teams that we have right now at the top of the pools look pretty strong. Das Boot, I question.
I like Das Boot
for a number one seed.
Yes. Yes.
See, I question them. They turned out to be pretty decent last year. The other one that I question is Los Luchadores. They're a new team, and we automatically put them at the top because of some of their players that we know they have, but we don't know anything about them yet.
Right.
They've got a pretty soft first schedule since they're a new team. I like Sacred Sword to do well this year. They picked up CJ.
Oh, they'll get better, yeah.
Yeah.
As far as how much better Sacred Sword will be with him there, it remains to be seen. So,
are you talking smack on CJ?
No, I'm not talking about CJ. I'm just talking about how much of an impact he'll be if he'll be able to carry the team. You know,
team without him. That's what I'm saying.
They were good, but as far as against the number one brackets, you know, during the last part of the regular season, they pretty much got whacked by everyone. You know, Pita Pit, Love Garden. You also talk about Jazz House, Eastsiders.
They're number two team this year.
Well, they're number two, but last year they just got whacked, you know, during the regular season. I know they only lost 3-2 against Sun Creations in the quarterfinal game, but still, it's like, yeah, they're a solid team, but as far as, like, can they compete with the big boys? But now with CJ there, yeah, they're going to get better, but how much better they'll be with CJ there, I mean, I don't know.
Mm. Well, I see Sacred Sword dominating their pool. They have to play Asteroid Head, Liberty Hall, Wildman, and Weavers.
God, that's a weak pool.
They're going to do pretty well. We don't know that much about Asteroid Head yet, though. So other than them, I think they're gonna do pretty well there.
I would say that's the Dark Horse division. You never know.
William S. Burroughs, yes. The Dark Horse.
darkest of horses.
Yeah. The Lucy Hobbs Taylor pool has Los Luchadores, and they have to play the Screamers, which could be pretty tough. Range Life. But other than that, I don't know how that league's going to look. So I don't know what the returning players on a new team, how much practice have they had together? Do they mesh well? Are they going to implode? We don't know.
And it should be pointed out that while William S. Burroughs was a dark horse, he liked to ride the white pony.
Indeed. Mm. Better than the green fairy?
He chased that a bit, too.
Probably.
Yes, he'll chase young boys.
Dear. Back to the Felt Show.
Yeah. Full circle. Yes. Anything else? Any broad strokes you guys can foresee?
Well, I mean, hate to be boring here, but you know the top six of teams, those should prevail. Peter Pittman, John Poole, they'll win the division. Love Garden, Jason Naismith, they'll win there. Das Boot.
I don't think the Eastsiders are going to give the Love Garden a run for their money in this one? Because they were...
There's got to be a reason why they dropped down to a two seed. They're not just do it just because they can. Well, I'm sure they can. It's a different team. I guess people have left and what I've heard. And, I mean, there's got to be a rhyme or reason why they put Eastsiders as a two seed. So... Dospu, I'm going to tell you right now, I like Dospu. Throughout the last part of the season, they got better and better, and they gave Peter Pitt a run for their money in the quarterfinal match up there on Lions East. Mm. Lions West. So as far as the number one seed, I actually do understand it. I think they will live up to the number one
Was that seeding. The game that people thought there was some foul play on?
They thought there was some foul play there because... As far as the reffing, because while Adrian from Love Garden was there at the home plate, the other refs were from Yellow Sub. Of course, you know that Yellow Sub and Das Boot, the Yellow Sub players that were together two seasons ago. Mm. So whether some nepotism was there, we may never know. Mm. Unless you put a true serum into those refs and to Das Boot. I don't know.
I think one of the things we're going to try to focus on this year is the... getting the referees to people to ref themselves a little more. Not like don't eight, obviously eight. If you were the last, if you touched the base after the ball got there and you know you're out, dude. Don't wait for the ref.
You're talking about honor system.
A little bit more like in golf.
Yeah. It'd be nice, but man, when you get competitive and the juices are flowing and you're drunk, of course, I don't know that, you know, I wouldn't buy that. I just hope that, for goodness sake, I know me, it takes reffing very seriously.
This goes back to the we're grown-ups playing a child's game.
Right. If people, if you're
and
a
often
ref,
behaving like
yeah, you
children.
Have fun, that's great. But you know what? If you're out there the ref and do a role as a ref, please do so with, you know, some seriousness. That'll take a lack of days. It's a scratch my back. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. If we're out there playing, you know, I expect you to ref our game, you know, as fair as possible. And when the scripts are... they flip the script, then I'll ref and make sure I officiate as fair as possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's more of a, you know, being considerate. Exactly. It really is. But going to the rest of the division.
Sacred Golden Sword, rule, you guys. Golden rule.
Yeah. Sacred Sword, Awen Esperos. Yeah, they'll take care of that. And the Lucy Tobbs pool. Well, I'm going to say right now, that's the group of death right there. With Luchadores and Screamers and Range Life, which as a three seed, I mean, that is one tough out as a three seed. But Luchadores will have their hands full. So, you know, maybe I'll call an upset. I'm going to say it right now. I don't think the Luchadores will win that bracket. Ooh. I'm going with the Screamers.
All right.
I'm going with the new Screamers.
Team on the Heat.
You do realize that this is being recorded and can be used against you later on in the season.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
You're on record.
Yeah, if they get to me, I'll just play the race card.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm kidding. I know. And those know me. No, I won't play the race card. Are you kidding me? I play the race card on myself. Come on. Everyone knows that. That's
weirdly true. Enough, you got to play the Hispanic race card just to confuse people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And last but not least, the Langston Hughes Pool, Jazz House. And Red Lion, oh, boy, that is really tough.
I think this first game might determine.
They'll basically say who will win the division. Mm-hmm. So, no, I'll stick with Jazz House. I'll stick with, you know, stability and continuity.
I heard a rumor that Jazz House and Eldridge had a scrimmage before the league. I think they played each other a little while ago, and the outcome was unexpected.
Eldridge won?
I think that's what I heard.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
And this is a team of Eldridge that has, like 25, you know, team members. They're like the Wu-Tang Clan of the Kavi Kick. Because Wu-Tang Clan, they have like 10 members of their rap group. And Eldridge, they have like 25 or something like that. I think they're down to like 17. At least you're improving. That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. And I'm going to say right now, to win it all, I mean, I'm sorry. It's going to be Peter Pitt. I will say that the last time I predicted the Peter Pitt type of team, which was then Papakino's, to win it all, I did jinx them, and they got eliminated in the second round by Wildman Vintage. This is like 2006.
And please forgive me because I did not go back and check last season's podcast, but do you recall how well your predictions went last season?
Not so good because I picked some creations, but because I history, as far as going against PETA pick, because no one has ever, at the time, no one has ever gone back-to-back, you know, Cobb Valley kickball champions. Mm. It's been tried before by two different teams, you know, Eastsiders, which was then Cool Maniacs, and Milton's. And then, of course, Love Garden, which was one time Billy's Construction. Oh, by the way, Murder Tang, now I figured out it's Milton's.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I took a while.
The name changing.
Yeah, name changing. Yeah.
In that staggering avalanche of statistics that you just spat out.
I know, he doesn't even have paper in front of him.
Who actually won last year?
That would be PETA Pitt.
It was PETA Pitt.
It was PETA Pitt.
So you are now going contrary to your theory last season.
Yes, I am.
Season.
And I'm basically
saying it's going to be back-to-back winners.
I'll be going three-peat. I think they'll actually make history. Not only three-peat.
Hat trick. Triple crown.
Unprecedented three titles. Right now, them and Love Garden are the only teams in the history that won it twice. Mm. The Colorado Valley Kickball in the 9 seasons of Colorado Valley Kickball. So I do think that, because just looking at the competition there, I mean, I'm sorry. I really don't see a Sun Creation.
Aaron, is that also your prediction for the whole schmear?
I do love the PETA Pitt boys. I hate making a prediction this early.
Okay.
I hate doing it.
Okay.
I'm willing to do it. If I was forced to pick a team, I would pick PETA Pitt because they are incredibly dominant. They always play well together. They get along with each other. Who cares how they treat the other team because they're trying to beat the other team.
I'm not going to say right now, as for where they treat other teams, I really didn't see PETA Pitt treating the other teams that badly. I mean, this isn't what
they don't anymore. Is what
they don't anymore. Now. They weren't like they were like 5 seasons ago, 6 seasons ago when they were truly, you know, the bad boys in the Cobb Valley kickball.
Yeah.
They've turned around. People get along with them a lot better these days.
Oh yes, they do. But people still hate to get beat by them. Are they undefeated? No.
Yeah, what's who?
Last season.
Yes,
they
were.
Undefeated? They didn't get beat ever. The entire season.
PETA Pitt did not. No.
Right.
First time ever.
Is why they're the disliked team. They're ridiculously good, but they are my favorite.
Jealousy and envy. You know?
Exactly.
That's jealousy and envy.
I do like the Red Lion to be an upset. I think they could end up being a one seed by the end of the pool play schedule.
Sure, sure.
And if they do become a one seed, I think they can do pretty well as a one seed. They're my upset team.
If you had to pick an upset team.
Yeah.
Oh, you're throwing that to me as an upset team? Okay. If I had to pick an upset team.
Cover your bases, Cougar. Come on.
Thank you.
Backpedal.
Yeah.
Backpedal.
If I had to pick an upset team to win it all, just looking here. Oh, boy. Maybe it's a leap of faith. Maybe it is. But I'm going to go with Screamers.
Screamers.
I'm going with Screamers.
They're your dark horse.
That is a real dark horse.
You have to pick.
Okay. The one prediction I will make is that Todd Tractor will succumb to a very aggressive strain of syphilis.
Oh, see.
That's my one prediction for the season.
Is that the race card you're pulling out?
Cougar called that weeks ago.
You don't even want to call Channel 6 as your upset team to win the entire thing? They're paying you for this, right?
Well, no. I figured that just went without saying.
If I recall, he tried to build them up so much throughout the season that, you know, unfortunately, they lost. Although they got by default because the opponent cheated, so Channel 6 didn't move on.
Yeah.
But
cheating.
All part of the plan.
Although you did say that they would prevail their next game, you know, by leaps and bounds, and they kind of crashed and burned.
Well, they are humble titans that walk amongst us.
Oh, dear.
They do not wish for us lowly mortals to tremble in too much fear before their feet. Their mighty tread.
Was the door-knocking distraction guy earlier a kickball
player? I'm not sure.
No, he's not. He's not.
He's not kickball?
Andrew Baker from Chelsea, he's not a kickball player, no. But if they're humble last year, are they humble this year or Channel 6 or...
No, now you will feel the
wrath.
Full weight of their fury.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
They will bring hail, plagues of toads.
I'm not scared.
Pox.
Bloody rivers.
Bloody rivers.
Toads. That's not so bad. We can just like.
We
can capture them and then we can barbecue them and put them on the buffet. It's fine.
Yeah, frog legs. Why not?
Frog. Ugh,
yeah, locusts on skewers taste pretty good.
Dipped in chocolate.
With mesquite smoke.
Yeah. Mesquite smoke, dipped in chocolate.
A little barbecue U tip right there.
There you go.
Chocolate locust to go with the chocolate.
Well, we've been going on and on and on, so yeah. We should probably wrap it up. Anything you guys want to say in closing for this inaugural podcast?
What's that of
Ball and Idols
Cougar
for the 2010 KBKL?
He needs to make a plea.
Oh, yes. Oh, I forgot. Oh, yes. This is kind of like the Humane Society trying to find homes, shelter homes.
All right, here's the place. Like,
go Cougar.
Guys, do you want to take home a lonely person onto your team? Bring out your open arms.
He's not house
trained. Take someone into your hearts to possibly enrich your lives. If not anything, basically be a comic relief. Then please adopt me, Jason Cougar Huang, as part of your kickball team. I am looking for a team, and this probably be like the fourth new team in 4 years. It's not a plea. Please adopt. Thank you.
You will have an automatic person to show up to ref the games for you. He always is willing to ref.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks he's fun to be around. Come on, people.
I hope so.
Give Cougar a home.
Please.
He's had all of his shots.
It's true.
I have, yes.
He's been neutered.
And spayed.
And both.
Both, yeah. So I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. I'm as healthy.
So now Cougar has...
I'm healthy as a horse.
Cougar now has two non-functioning sets of genitals.
Oh, dear.
Yes. So I'm harmless. Yes.
So come on, guys. Have a heart. Yes. Cougar doesn't have a team. Open up. Yes. Open up your arms.
Give all you can.
Embrace him.
Yes. So this week we're playing 5:30, 7 o'clock. All the games are normal. The only thing that's different is you might be playing at Holcomb, which will be a fun change. But then we don't play next week on the 30th.
Yeah.
Do we not play on Memorial on July 4th?
Yeah, we'll probably have that off also. No, wait. That will be the that will probably be the All-Star game or the like the mid-season game.
Oh, okay.
Will be the 4th of July.
Really? 4th of July game?
I believe so. I think
we
discussed
it. Is it 4th of July? I don't know if it falls on that week.
That means fireworks mandatory, basically.
Okay.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So
whereas most of the Hobbs Field games are fireworks optional.
Yeah, no, the 4th of July is on a Sunday this year, and basically if you touch first base, you have a like landmine underneath. It'll be like Roman candles shooting off.
Yeah,
it'll be great.
Yeah.
A landmine?
Roman candles.
Oh, okay. The actual landmine is like...
That would be too big of an explosion.
I would actually like to see somebody get an airbag from a car and put that beneath one of the bases on the field.
Like an action movie?
Yeah, like an ejector seat, but it'll be an ejector base and just like shoot somebody into the air.
Oh, geez.
Or snap their tibia.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the two.
That's the other new thing this year, waivers. There actually are waivers.
Glad I can remind you of that.
You have to sign a waiver to play kickball.
Because you have a high probability you might get injured. Because
we're going to put bombs in the field. No, there's a waiver you must sign. If you do not sign this waiver, you will not be allowed to play kickball.
And where does one get those waivers?
The captain of every team should have one. Right. You'll have extras at every game if a new player shows up. And at the captain's meetings, you will be given them. Sign a waiver, you can't play.
All right. So, players, get in touch with your captains. We really need to wrap this up. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the very first episode of Ball on Idols for the KVKL 2010 season. I would like to thank, as usual, and also welcome back, Aaron Arabear Adams and Jason Cougar Huang.
Please adopt me.
I am Gavin. Bye-bye.